USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president of Turkey currently addressing parliament there, where he's detailing what the Turkish government knows about the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. Turkish authorities have said they have audio of the murder. Saudi Arabia claims he died in an interrogation gone wrong. Many lawmakers, including Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, are urging President Trump to provide Saudi Arabia with consequences for that.
He has said he doesn't want to cut off the defense contracts because that employs a lot of people, but there are lots of other tough things that can be done.
President Trump's approval ratings higher than former President Obama's was at this time in his presidency. The NBC Wall Street Journal poll finds Trump at 47% among voters. Obama was at 45. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.